The fat is then usually processed in one way or another, and the most common is simple centrifuge. This obviously concentrates both your adipocyte but also your pre-adipocyte and stem cell fractions. These are simple but specifically designed centrifuges that are available in the various kits. Again, there's all sorts of different trials which have tried to work out the effects of centrifuge speeds and gravitational forces on damage to the adipocytes. And now generally accepted 3,000 revs per minute for 3 minutes seems in keeping, it seems the most popular regime and seems to limit the amount of cellular damage. However, there are other options, and if you don't have a centrifuge, I still think sedimentation, where you simply leave the lipoaspirate to separate, is a very reasonable thing to do. Some people believe in washing to remove some of the effects of the filtration of the fat, or even just towel processing and re-putting the fat back in syringes. So that's what it looks like when you've aspirated.